Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Aker, and here are some news on Sunday the 20th of November 2022. This week we have new language pages about Taiwanese Hakka, a group of Hakka dialects spoken in Taiwan, Samogitian, an Eastern Baltic language spoken in the Samogitia region in the west of Lithuania, and Ukhele, an Oceanic language spoken on Rendova Island, one of the new Georgia islands in the western province of the Solomon Islands. We have a new constructed script called Verical, which is an alternative way to write English, and a new adapted script called Urduk Cyrillic, which is a way to write Urdu with the Cyrillic alphabet. We have new numbers pages in Miami, an Algonquin language that was spoken in Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, and Oklahoma in the USA, and which is currently being revived. Tamambo, an oceanic language mainly spoken on Malo Island in Sanma province of Vanuatu. Seer, an oceanic language spoken in New Island province in Papua New Guinea. And Ukhele, which we've already mentioned. If you can give someone short shrift, you ignore, disregard, or exclude them, or give them little time or attention. But what is a shrift, and why is it short? Find out on the Omniglot blog. There's also the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in parts of Canada. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Dual, a Yolongu language spoken in the Northern Territory of Australia. There are new Celtic Codenames pages with names of various countries and languages in Celtic languages. There's a new Celtiadir post about words for hooks and crooks and related things in Celtic languages. And on the Celtic Pathways podcast this week, we're rounding up some words for mutton, sheep and related things. Meanwhile, in the Adventure in Etymology this week, we're calmly looking into the origins of the word nonchalant, and asking, if you can be nonchalant, can you also be shalant? You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.